Blackstone Audio presents The Night Battles by M.F. Bloxham. For K.F.H. I have sometimes gone out of doors and have lost myself in caverns and caves and have talked several times with death. One moment I ride on the back of a ram, another I seem to mount a dolphin, now on an elephant or a lion. Almost every day, I dream I am flying. Giulio Cesare Croce, Sogni Fantastici della Notte, 1629. Chapter 1. The archives are what bring me to Valparuta. I first made Cosimo Chiesa there, among the books and manuscripts of Valparuta's library. It's late June when I arrive, and I've forgotten what it's like in Sicily at solstice, the thick air and white light, the pressing sun. I'm not ready for it. At Idone, in midsummer, the harvested wheat fields were like drained lakes, and the oleander blossoms had blown. But what comes back to me now is my mother's darkened flat in Palermo on the feast of St. John the Baptist, the neighbor girls peering into a basin of water set on the floor, a lit candle nearby. They are looking in the water for their future husbands' faces. One girl sees instead a vast legion of men. She thinks they're Muslims. Some ride horses and others have no hands. She shrieks and scoots away. Breathless, giggling, the others dare to look. They cup their palms over their mouths, ready for wonders. This is what I remember of the Sicilian solstice. The ornate gloom of Palermo's Biblioteca Comunale comes back to me, too, since I've returned to Sicily for the archives. The biblioteca stood behind the Jesuit church, an angry Baroque wedding cake the priests had frosted on the inside rather than out. My mother and I could walk there from her condemned building in the Calza, and often did, my mother searching the old newspapers there for hours, hunting up Palermo's secrets. She'd occupied that decayed apartment of hers to save it from the wrecking crews, a mad enterprise. She'd set herself and her photograph files down in the bulldozer's path and dared the city to molest her. The librarians at the biblioteca knew she was Laura's crime scene photographer and an activist, a troublemaker of the worst sort.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?